Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Peter Rosenberg!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
On TV.
Ray Rowe. It's brought to you by Security Dodge. Go see Michelle Scalesian.
Come get some!
Yeah!
I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael and Steve Sharippa.
I think that if I had dedicated my life to it, I think I'd be a great stand-up comic. What do you think?
I think you would have.
And good evening to Don.
Why are you kissing his fan?
And good evening to Don and Steve.
Watch this. How about me? See? I can't do anything for you either.
I want to be nice.
And good evening to Don.
Well, I'll do whatever I want, but I'll let you continue because I chose.
All right. Good evening to myself. Porn in the living room makes you an animal. And good evening to Steve Sharippa.
My role is like the role of a bran muffin. I keep things moving.
Want to apologize to Yes.
What happened?
Because I came in a little late. I went to...
You walked right in front of my camera, didn't you?
Well, no, I just walked in front.
It would have been easier. It would have been better if I just walked in front. I nicked it and knocked it off course. So I apologize. I might even have broken. Do they need me to adjust it or anything?
Well, yeah, they're not on my single anymore.
No, I think I... So it would have just... All right.
Sorry. Here's a replay of what happened.
Yeah, it would
have been...
Let's
see how it affected me. Just a light. Oh my God! Don!
What a gavone.
You would think an earthquake happened.
What an absolute gavone.
How did you hit it that hard?
Because I thought I was under and I wasn't. Did they need me to adjust it or anything?
Oh my Lord.
You've done enough.
You've done enough. They fixed it.
Wow.
I apologize, man.
Sorry it doesn't fix the camera.
In this case, it did.
Now, I don't normally report on things that... our competitors say, because excuse me?
Do we have competitors?
Yes, you get the idea. Not really.
At one time.
But just, I thought Tom would find this interesting. Apparently, on his radio program, Tiki Barber said of Saquon, "You're dead to us, Saquon. Good luck. You're dead to me."
Just grow up. Well, it fits what they're trying to do over there. Joe Fan stuff. Dude,
but Tiki, of all people?
Tiki decided to leave a playoff team to go pursue a television career.
Right.
All right, do what you got to do.
Right.
All right? So you're going to begrudge Saquon for going to Philadelphia to make probably $4 or $5 million more than maybe what the Giants offered him. What are you doing? Come on,
Tiki, come back to me, listen, do what you got to do, man.
Listen, Tiki.
But you got to save
that. He's a good guy, but come on, that's not right.
But save that for the yo-yo fanboys who like host on radio.
That's what he's doing.
But I think that's what
he's trying to be. We know that. Tiki was always about his money.
That's the formula, though.
It's just crazy. And by the way,
we should do a day of that one day.
Which part?
Just like, you know, wacky fanboy stuff. Just like be that, you know, that
show. And listen,
show.
I have no problem being a fanboy, but sometimes when it gets to be like, well, then you're just destroying the other team. I mean, there's two teams, or then in hockey, three teams in the same city. You know, you could be a Yankee fan or whatever, but just to like,
but this
you
is...
got to hate the other team. Like, so, but it comes across, in this case, it comes across as disingenuous.
It's very.
Because Tiki would have done the exact same thing and nobody would have killed him for it.
He would have done the exact same thing.
You know what?
Thing.
But again, I'm not defending anybody. We don't know the context. It could have been tongue in cheek.
True.
Well, I'm just,
you know what?
No,
you know what?
I'm just
fair
going
point.
Off
fair
of what
point.
I've heard.
No, you're right.
Because
these quotes
because
get
the
written.
Words sound awful, but he could have been laughing.
He could have been totally joking.
Right.
Fair
That's
point. I want to rescind.
See,
if he's
put
joking.
Us in this situation.
You know what? I'm
I thought
sorry.
Maybe you heard it. I thought maybe you
can
had
you,
it on good authority.
Anthony, can you try to figure out some context for me when you get a chance?
Or we could just move on.
Well, no, but just tell me later, because I'd rather know if I'm a yo-yo or not. You know what I mean? But this is what ESPN is reporting. It's on
ESPN's reporting it?
It's on, no, sorry. No, no, important distinction. It's on the SportsCenter Instagram, not the ESPN Instagram.
Well, either way.
Same
no, but
thing.
No. ESPN does not run the SportsCenter Instagram. Yeah.
But it is SportsCenter.
It's a weird thing, but they hired a dude. They hired people, like, I think, who run right. SportsCenter. It's not ESPN.
I would like the person that does that to know that I've worked at the company for 22 years, but that's all right.
Well, a SportsCenter? They don't.
He was laughing when he said it.
He was laughing. Fully joking?
So now take it back.
So this is a hack report.
All right, play the music.
So it's a hack report.
Yeah.
Play the sorry music.
Tiki, I'm sorry for what I've said. If you are, in fact, completely joking, then you have every right to do that, and I shouldn't begrudge you for it. If you're serious, I think it's Yo-Yo Bumchuck. But if you're joking, everyone has a right to make a joke. And I'd like to sincerely apologize on behalf of me, myself, my family, and the Commander's organization.
And was that run as if it was said seriously?
Yeah, when you read it online.
It was read as a quote. They didn't. They can't.
I got to tell you.
Maybe the person that did that one day will actually break into this business.
It's unfortunate, though. This is everywhere.
So now you started a fight with Tiki Barber and the other station for no reason. For no reason.
Well, were we on great terms?
I'll call Lep Seltzer and I'll straight it all out.
You have the same.
Yeah.
You have he's not your agent, but you're friends with Lep Seltzer.
I had the lunch with him once.
I like Lep.
I hated his guts, but then I became friends.
Oh yeah, because Lep didn't like Donna's.
He called me a ham and egger.
Ham and egger.
And that I was a pimple on an elephant's butt.
Now he's changed it. He's a boil on an elephant.
Wait, why did he say this though?
Because I was ripping Tiki. And Tiki was on our air. But he was fumbling. And then I would go to commercial during a Giant game and he'd be in the commercial. So I ripped him. And he had a problem with me. But we've since met. He is we've talked. It's all good.
One of my regrets in this business. I should have rep me at some point.
Yeah.
Because he fights with people.
And I do genuinely like
him. No, he does.
Why?
He's never represented you.
No, he represented people I was close to. He was okay.
I like
him a lot. I need names.
Need to say what did Nancy say about me?
Well, that was said in confidence.
All right, so don't tell.
Was it said in confidence? Nothing was said in confidence.
Hold on. I'd like to. I have more information.
Was it Sid Rosenberg?
It was a Rosenberg. Saquon Barkley has weighed in.
Oh my goodness.
LOL. Let me see what he responded to. He responded to the quote. Oh no, because Complex picked up the quote too. He wrote at Tiki, LOL, yup, you're the prime example of loyalty to a team. I got the deal I wanted, secured more guaranteed money, which wasn't given to me before. So if fans are going to hate me for that, so be it. But I never turned my back on my teammates and always had theirs.
Wow. See, it's kind of not fair to Tiki.
Well, we don't know, though.
People listen to him. I'm getting it on X.
And they're saying he was fully joking.
Fully joking.
Complete joke.
And what I'm seeing, what he responded to, Saquon, was via fan from Complex Sports.
Right, but Complex is just picking it up, too. They're seeing it. Oh, wait, there's a follow-up tweet. Saquon has tweeted again.
Here it is. You've been a hater since I got to New York, and all the dead to me talk. Don't smile on my face when you see me.
Well, that's what I was about to say next. Because I know Tiki had friended him up before. They'd had some moments
but
together
was,
too.
But that's just bad. Just really, this business sucks. Honestly, when stuff like that happens,
well, because we're in a desperate place. Every single online outlet has to get up stuff to get traction.
But they see a quote,
they copy the quote, they don't say, parentheses, this was a goof, they were joking around on a radio show. So you end up getting completely
torched.
And
Saquon should know better, too. Before you light into Tiki, I'm sure you've got his number. I'm sure they have some sort of a relationship you can find out. Before I rip this guy a new one, let me just make sure. Our instinct was to go after him, but then eventually we came to our senses. You sure?
Now I'm watching. He's smiling.
That's how
Tiki talks, though, too. I mean, Tiki could be serious and have a big smile. I mean, he's got beautiful teeth. So, And FAN's putting it out.
Now, but now
FAN's just put it out. You're dead to us. That's the quote.
See, all right. Well, now it's on them. Now it's on FAN.
But if I was Tiki, I'd be red hot. If I meant it as a joke, and now everybody, including the station that I work at, is carrying it as if I said it seriously, I'd be red hot.
Now, I will say this, though. He's joking, but he's also like repeating it over and over again. Well, by the way, what the hell is... why does Evan look like this? What's going on with the beard?
Probably some sort of
I think he dyes the beard different all the time.
What kind of a hack show would have a bet involving a beard?
Yeah, seriously. Get a hold of yourself.
Oh, that'll be
desperate times, you know?
But my God, man. This is freakish.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Oh. I can't believe how this ENN started.
Can you believe it? Although, I think when we watch it later, we're going to see that there is some truth in it. If FAM put it out themselves, they deserve it. I'm sorry.
There's truth to it.
But hold on, Michael. They promoted the quote themselves, no?
Yeah.
Now, it may be the fault of some intern or some underling.
They promoted the quote, but also a video of him saying it.
And if you watch the video, and if he's laughing during it, I mean, I need content.
He's got a smile on his face.
But
everything said in jest has a little.
That's the thing.
And
if you say it a couple of times,
kidding on the square.
You want to go to the bathroom and watch it come back down?
What?
Anyways, let's take some. Let's take some interesting audio here. I know Don loves audio.
Depends on where it's from.
The big news today is Saquon to the Eagles.
Really?
And, yeah, I don't know if you heard about it.
No, tell me.
You're not dead to me, Saquon. You're a businessman, and I think it's wonderful what you did.
Well, I'm sure that our colleague Dave Rothenberg would never say anything rash.
Now he becomes great guy, wants success, will miss him when he's gone, too. I will hate him. Like snap of a finger. If he goes to Houston, I wish him nothing but success. I mean, if the Giants can't win the Super Bowl, I hope they win the Super Bowl. If he goes to Philly, I hope he fails miserably.
And that's fine. I mean, it's a rival. I don't want him to do well. Well, the one caller who breaks his leg. That's moron
disgusting.
Talk.
By the way, our pinhead suit, the lead pinhead suit, said he watched the clip and he doesn't think Tiki is being serious.
Yeah,
but it doesn't seem like a straight-up joke.
Well, now, I mean, what does that mean?
Yeah, now this is a guy that thought Do the Right Thing was a comedy.
Oh, my God. You know what? Can we do Point God? I have it for tomorrow already for Porn in the Living Room. Don needs Point God for Wednesday for reminding us that our pinhead suit doesn't know what a joke is. Wow.
This is very... Now I'm curious. I want to find out what he said.
It'd be great if Don was able to get into his... get into his
oh, his
system.
Internet? No, he can't. He can't.
No, I'm good.
This has more security than CIA headquarters.
Oh, no, you can't. You
can't get through anything.
You can't even hope.
And then they tell you, we've got a way, and then you do it, it doesn't work. That's why I bring
my own
computer.
Hook you up with people that are on the other side of the world, and they're trying to help you to get through this firewall that's set up, and it's impossible.
Right.
You give up. You just give up.
It's scary times. Kirk Cousins, guys, he is on the Atlanta Falcons.
You like that?
$180 million deal.
You like that?
He likes that.
Yeah.
He likes that a lot. Josh Jacobs goes to the Packers, who released Aaron Jones.
Now, it's a four-year deal with big numbers, but only the first year is guaranteed.
There you go.
For Josh Jacobs?
Yeah. It's a smart contract for the Packers.
Raiders add Gardner Minshew.
$25 million. I think, is it $25 million? For 2 years?
Devontae Parker cut by the Patriots, who picked up my former running back, Antonio Gibson. And Xavier McGinney, gone from the Giants. He will be with the Green Bay Packers. $68 million contract for Xavier McGinney. Good for him. Big old check. $90 million fully guaranteed, by the way, in the Kirk Cousins deal. Now, keep in mind, he got what? Was it 3 years of the guaranteed money in the... a franchise tag from Washington.
Right.
Followed then by a guaranteed deal of, I think, $40 million a year from Minnesota. Followed by now $45 million and a guaranteed $90 million from the Falcons for Kirk Cousins. The question for him is, can he ever take that step and get over the hill, win more than one playoff game?
And our very own Chris Canty said that they leapfrog over, who was it, Anthony?
He believes that their rosters are better than Philly and, I'm trying to think of the other team now. But he only had three teams ahead of him, that being the Lions, the Cowboys, and the Niners.
Yeah, so that probably makes them in
better
Candy's
than the Packers
mind,
as well. He believed as well
that the favorites to win the South.
With everything happening, by the way, today, you barely forget about the news of last night, early this morning, that Russell Wilson will be the starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers, which I think is the best situation he could have possibly gotten. Going to play for a team that's all perennially good, great head coach, a playoff team last season. Why not? I mean, tough division to play in, but if you're Russell Wilson, and if you're Pittsburgh, by the way, who just has a decent team but no quarterback, Michael, what are they paying him, like $1 million?
1.2, the minimum.
Not bad. Now, if you're Pittsburgh...
They're paying him less than they pay their kicker.
Where are they drafting the Steelers this year? Middle of the pack would be my guess?
They were 9-8, whatever it was.
Do you still try to go get something there if it's there? I guess you probably still do, right?
I don't know if any of these quarterbacks are going to be around. It seems like they're all going to get gobbled up. Although... it's interesting. Where does Fields end up now? Because it seems like a lot of the possible destinations for him are gone. And then you've got the teams that are drafting quarterbacks. Interesting.
Now that's interesting if you're the Bears, right? There's no place to move him to?
Unless you believe that they wouldn't trade him to Minnesota because it's in the division. But if Minnesota offers you something, then I think they'd do it. I know they're rivals, but if that's where... the best package is, I think that you do it. But if you're going to tell me Minnesota's off the table because they're in the same division,
I'm always on a quest.
Where is he going?
I'm always on a quest for the best package. Let's hear from Jalen Brunson of the Knicks. What happened last night?
What happened?
That nasty 73-point output against the Sixers.
Just one of those nights, but we had a chance to win. Didn't make enough plays in the end, a lot of turnovers. I got to be better as a player, as a leader, to make sure we're all ready to go. We weren't tonight.
Yeah, but how'd you play?
I play like dog shit. That's it.
You like it. You like to hear it.
But he doesn't
have some responsibility.
Let's see if Josh Hart feels any differently about how he played.
Played like shit. I mean, obviously didn't shoot the ball well. Turnovers were bad. I think I had 6 or 7 myself. But we just got to try to flush it. Got them again on Tuesday. Try to come out and play better.
Now, Sham Sharania reporting, he's hearing that OG could be back as soon as tomorrow. How about that?
A lot of people on the Knicks are saying, why wasn't it Sunday? Because he's shooting, he was hitting threes during practice.
He supposedly didn't miss a shot during warm-ups.
Well, what's more? Well, what do you need more?
Because that's the injury, right?
Right.
If the bone spur's not good, then you'd think you're not be able to shoot. But if you're
and
able to shoot,
and he's been cleared for contact during practice.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the difference is between Tuesday and Sunday. If he's hitting shots in practice and he's initiating contact in practice, I don't know what the holdup would be.
Did you guys see any of the fight between the...
So the end.
The LSU and South Carolina situation?
Oh, no, I thought you meant the heavyweight fight.
What a
knockout.
Since you brought it up, what do you think of that?
It's one of the great heavyweight knockouts I've ever seen.
I got to tell you guys, we had Ariel Helwani on the show on Friday. On Thursday. I told you I was very excited to see that fight. It was on Friday afternoon. It didn't end up starting. Don, I thought it might happen during the show at 5 o'clock. The fight didn't start until probably 7:30.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was middle of the night in Riyadh.
Like 3:30?
3:30 in the morning in Riyadh.
We thought we were speculating maybe like 2:30.
It kept going.
In real time, so God.
By the way, the pinhead suit, I said I think Tiki is being serious.
Oh, he thinks he is being serious.
Yeah.
Thank you. Anyways, real quick, back to that fight for a second. I legitimately, like Ariel, thought, considering Francis Ngannou was able to go the distance with Tyson Fury, knock down Tyson Fury, absorb punishment from Tyson Fury, why wouldn't he be able to go with Joshua, who has not been as impressive Fury?
Is that guy built or what?
But we all knew that.
Yeah.
And by the way, remember when Anthony Joshua came in here and we all fell in love with him?
Yeah.
Well, just you do. Michael was not here.
Oh, it was just me and you?
Yeah.
And then he went to the... But Michael interviewed him. He was there.
I fall in love from a picture.
We fell in love with him. He's charming. He's talented. And then I went to the Garden, if you guys recall, a couple weeks later with my dad to see that fight and watch him get knocked out by Andy Ruiz. His chin is suspect. He, I mean, if you didn't see the knockout,
it's one of the great. Look, the guy's knees were going to break,
and how clean it was, and the fact that Ngannou, I guess he was already too hurt, so he couldn't even see it coming. It looked so obvious, but all of a sudden, Anthony Joshua was an interesting fighter again. But you got to give props to Francis Ngannou, who decided to become a heavyweight boxer after all this time as a great MMA fighter. He just decides to have his first two fights against the two best fighters in the world.
Trying to go back to MMA.
And we'll see what he decides to do. But I was talking about the South Carolina LSU fight. Did you see any of that?
Yes.
LSU's head coach said she wishes that Angel Reese had been challenged.
No one wants to be a part of that. No one wants to see that ugliness. But I can tell you this. I wish she would have pushed Angel Reese. Don't push a kid. You 6'8". Don't push somebody that little. That was uncalled for, in my opinion. Let those two girls that were jawing, let them go at it.
Things are heated this year in women's college basketball. That'll do it for ENN, brought to you by Security Dodge. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com during their Dodge Power Shot Days Jeep Celebration event, Ram and Truck Month. Thank you, Don. Thank you.
Tino Martinez tomorrow. We'll talk about the Yankee situation, latest on Cole. Also, Greg Anthony's going to break down Knicks against the Sixers. Got the Rangers coming up. In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.